Blog Talk Radio.
More robust recovery since then.
Workers sued TGI Friday for wage violations. Diners at TGI Fridays may be eating potato skins and blue cheese burgers prepared by cooks who aren't getting paid and served by a wait staff who don't get their fair share of tips. Local restaurant workers allege in a class action lawsuit filed against this company this week in Worcester, Massachusetts, Superior Court. Labor groups submit signatures backing statewide vote to raise minimum wage, Anchorage Daily News. A group backing an increase in Alaska's minimum wage submitted petitions Friday containing the signatures of 43,000 Alaskans who support the issue going before voters in August. A protest is aimed at House Speaker Boehner in Las Vegas. With bullhorns and signs in hand, protests took to the sidewalk outside of Las Vegas Country Club on Friday morning, where U.S. House Speaker John Boehner was to host a fundraiser for Representative Joey Heck, Republican from Nevada. I guess he isn't too popular. So those are some things that are going on in the Union News.
Oh, well. Well, you know, I'm a great fan of his music. Always have been. I love that Nugent. His politics are kind of wild, but man, you know, I gotta tell you, this one, he went off the wall, and he went so off the wall that I just got my websites crashed by somebody who does not like Ted Nugent. But I am going to play this, and I think it's very important that you listen. And unfortunately, some people may not be, you know, overwhelmingly thrilled with it. And hopefully I can get through this without being, you know, slashed again. So let's try to get through this particular video and see if I can. Yeah, Ted Nugent is a really controversial guy. But man, what he said about Obama, chimpanzee and subhuman. I mean, it's pretty bizarre stuff. But Hillary his comments on Hillary says that she has spare scrotums. should we play this?
I find him offensive. I don't like him.
Well, that's because you know I don't know. I found this to be so funny, you know. And
I don't care for
and
him.
I found it to be so...
he's nuts.
No, he's not really. Of course, they won't play it for me now. They probably censored this damn thing. No, they won't play it. Okay. Oh, God, do I hate this. I hate computers like you can't believe. They do not play whatever you... You know, they censor you, they destroy you, they do everything.
It's not censored, Leo.
They do this. They stop, you know, they cut out stuff, you know, that they don't want you to hear. It's just unbelievable. You can't seem to win here. You know, sorry, folks.
I don't feel bad about not being able to listen.
Well,
to that.
I wish I could be more loving to the liberals, but I'm not anymore. I was a liberal, but you know that the whole media is so controlled.
Well, I agree with you on all that. I just find Ted Nugent to be disgusting. That's all. I don't like him.
Not disgusting. He's a damn great musician.
No, that's your opinion.
He is. He's a great musician. You know, one of the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I think he is. Ted Nugent for president. Pretty bizarre. I don't know if I'd vote for him, but see, they get this whole thing all screwed up. They will not let you see it.
Yep. Where is it from?
I don't know what the station is, the IT, but it was playing earlier, and then they just zapped it. Like, you can't play it anymore.
Hmm.
And They got so much control over you. It's just absolutely staggering. You know, this internet is so controlled that you think you got some freedom. You go to play something, and then they freeze you out, or they drop it immediately when somebody on a radio show plays something. You know, it's like absolutely amazing. You know, totally freaking amazing how they destroy you. And I'll tell you the truth. I've been stopped every single show we've had. We've been crashed every single show for the last many, many months. We've been crashed. Sorry, folks. It's just one of my great pet peeves here that we seem to be getting crashed constantly. You know, they don't want you talking about union stuff. They don't want you talking about, anything. They don't want you talking about Palestine and the Jews. They don't want you talking about, they just kill you. They kill you.
I'm going to read about the
union issues. Anything. It just destroys you.
Let's stop the fast track to bigger trade deficits and lower wages. Congress is considering new legislation that would fast track new trade deals such as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, moving them through Congress more quickly by limiting the transparency, accountability, and oversight necessary for such trade deals to serve American working families rather than the extreme corporate interests. Republicans David Camp of Michigan, Max Baucus, Democrat of Montana, and Orrin Hatch, Republican Utah, introduced the fast-track legislation. And the AFL-CIO has launched a petition calling on Congress to oppose this undemocratic and anti-worker legislation. While proponents of these trade deals often make bold promises about the benefits of such agreements, in reality, they do little more than increase trade deficits and hurt America's working families. AFL-CIO President Richard Trunker recently made it clear how strongly the Labor Federation opposed fast track. The Trade Promotion Authority bill submitted today by the Ways and Means Chairman Dave Camp, Senate Finance Chairman Max Baucus, and Senate Finance Ranking Member Orrin Hatch is out of date, poorly conceived, and bad for American workers. For that reason, the AFL-CIO opposes this legislation in the strongest of terms and will actively work to block its passage. As we have seen previously, such deals increase our trade deficits, and they often do so at the detriment of not only the American economy, but the rights of workers in the countries we trade with. NAFTA alone has led to the displacement of 700,000 jobs. Workers in countries like Colombia, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, Jordan, and Bahrain have been targets of detention, persecution, threats, and murder. These deals frequently lead to increased corporate profits and the control of the world economy and less life, liberty, and happiness pursuit for workers. Working families and their advocates are standing up against these trade deals and things like fast track that make these deals less democratic and accountable to the people. In New York, a group of lawmakers, union and environmental activists, took to the steps of City Hall to protest fast track. New York AFL-CIO President Mario Saliento said that the TPP, that's the Trans-Pacific
policy,
is that what it is?
Partnership.
Trans-Pacific Partnership. I never can remember that.
Just remember the toilet paper policy.
Well, the Trans-Pacific Partnership proposal will not provide adequate transparency, accountability, or oversight. It fails to protect American workers and American jobs. Representative Jose E. Serrano, Democrat of New York, echoed these sentiments. Fast-tracking is a simple way, in my opinion, of doing things without Congress really knowing about it. We're always told that these trade agreements will create jobs in a better environment, and then 5 years later, we found out it's not really true. And Obama's trying to push that through.
Oh, yeah. Well, the whole thing with Obama is he's a corporate son of a bitch. Okay?
Uh-huh.
He's a corporate bastard. And he's a corporate whore. And, you know, anybody who doesn't believe that, just look at his record, all right? His biggest donors are
corporations.
Yeah, corporations and
CEOs.
Yes, and bankers and banksters, right? And now we're coming to 2014, okay? But in 2016, the biggest whore in the universe is Hillary Clinton, and she's got the same backers as Barack Obama now,
mm-hmm.
right? Goldman Sachs just gave her like $1 million just to have a good time with, right? It's just unbelievable. I mean, she's the ultimate corporate whore, next to Obama, who's the ultimate corporate male whore. Okay, but let's go to this. Obama just made free speech a felony. Obama recently signed a bill that gave the Secret Service the right to arrest and charge people at random with a felony. The bill, known as H.R. 347, passed through Congress with little objection from either party and was signed by Obama. In short, anyone protesting in the vicinity of the president or anyone the president deems must be protected by the Secret Service can be arrested on the spot and convicted of a felony. Part of the reason they can is that the Secret Service can decide that an area or a building where someone in their protection is a restricted area, and inside that area they can arrest you for heckling or protesting Obama. If you are convicted of protesting inside this restricted area building, you can be sentenced up to 10 years in a federal prison or even sent to Guantanamo.
Oh my God.
Imagine that. Before any of you decide that you have to run to Snopes to disprove this is even possible, here is their link. S-N-O-P-E-S H-R 347. Snopes is a hissy fit of credibility. Decided to punt this one to a bunch of various legal types, including the ACLU, and then gave it a mixed rating, meaning that it is partly true, partly false in the eyes of the liberal host that runs Snopes. Alright? Basically, I think they are covering their backsides on this one. According to them, Gabe Rotman of the ACLU, all right, it's Washington Legislative Office, opined that this bill did in fact make it easier for the Secret Service to abuse the statute. All right, H.R. 347 did make one noteworthy change which may make it easier for the Secret Service to overuse or misuse the statute to arrest lawful protesters. Without getting too much into the weeds, most crimes require the government to prove a certain state of mind. Under the original language of the law, you had to act willfully and knowingly when committing a crime. In short, you had to know your conduct was illegal. Under H.R. 347, you will simply need to act knowingly, which here would mean that you know you're in a restricted area, but not necessarily that you're committing a crime. Anytime the government lowers the intent requirement, it makes it easier for a prosecutor to prove her case, and it gives her and law enforcement more discretion within enforcing the law. Think about what he just said. If you know you are in a restricted area and protest Obama, it is not necessary for the government to prove that you knew you were committing a crime, only that you knew you were whoever you were protesting was there. And my friends in the Snopes defines it as a middle of the road verdict. Remember this episode. Oh, okay, that's fine. But you know, then the right wing guys just go off the wall sometimes. They can't even write. But you know, I totally agree with them on this thing that you know they can arrest you. I mean, you know you're there protesting, and you know you get the chance of being arrested.
Uh-huh.
The only problem is now the penalty of being arrested they can send you to Guantanamo or give you 10 years. Okay, it's
unbelievable.
Yeah, it's freaking ridiculous.
No free speech.
No, Times killed you. It killed free speech. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, where big polluters get off free, but internet users face criminal prosecution. See, the biggest problem with Trans-Pacific Partnership is that they're putting restrictions on the internet, right? You know, for and this neutral, this thing that just happened, everybody doesn't realize it, but they just screwed you with this neutrality, all right? And it's going to start to destroy the internet. They restrict the internet. That's what they want to do, okay? And it's happening. And guys, we're in big freaking trouble, you know. This is just, I mean, these shows that Lionel and I do, these go down in history. If these things ever, you know, can stay on Blog Talk, okay, and their archive programs are on my website, it'll be amazing that they don't get, this will be a history for you, you know.
Who knows what will happen in the next 5 years.
They cut out the clip off.
They took it out all of
us. They took the region clip all out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sons of bitches, I'm telling you. They just, you know, they can't have any freedom of speech. Truth is the only thing that people don't believe. Isn't that true?
Boycott Monsanto, a simple list of companies to avoid.
Let's read that. You know, Lila and I are completely pro-labeling and anti-Monsanto, anti-GMO. You know, I mean, is this, you know, if anybody out there has ever read anything regarding this or heard our shows regarding this stuff, I mean, it's just criminal what Monsanto is doing. But let us just read some of the companies that Monsanto owns.
No, so you can avoid say that.
Do not buy. Monsanto companies, do not buy. What do you mean it says? What do you mean it doesn't say that?
Well, let me see what this says here.
It says do not buy from these companies. They're Monsanto products.
No, that use Monsanto products. It doesn't say that
Monsanto companies. Do not buy.
No, it says, in light of the recent public anger over the Monsanto Protection Act, here's a simple printable list of companies that use Monsanto products. No, it isn't. By avoiding products made by companies on this list, you can help ensure your money isn't going to Monsanto, and also watch out for the health of your family and yourself.
So what they're saying is you are buying GMO Monsanto products if you use any of these companies. Is that not what they're saying?
No.
Oh, they're not saying that. They have big letters that say Monsanto companies do not buy.
Right. But Monsanto doesn't own these companies.
But these companies use
Monsanto products, which is different from what you said originally.
But
it's totally different.
But the article says, boycott Monsanto, a simple list of companies to avoid. It says Monsanto companies do not buy.
I just read that, Leo. That isn't what you said originally.
Okay, all right. Well,
so
forget what I
had
said originally.
To correct what you said.
Yes, but what you corrected still doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense.
Don't buy Monsanto companies. Aunt Jemima, Aurora Foods, Banquet, Best Foods, Betty Crocker, Bisquick, Cadbury, Campbell's, Capri Sun, Carnation, Chef Boyardee, Coca-Cola, Kung Agra, Delicious Month Brand Cookies, Duncan Hines, Famous Amos, Frito-Lay, General Mills, Giant Green Giant, Healthy Choice, Heinz, Hellsman's, Hershey's, Nestle's, all right?
Is there anything left?
Wholesome's, Hormel, Hungry Jack, Hunt's, Internet Bakeries, Jiffy, KC Masterpiece, all right? Keebler Flowers Industries, Kellogg's, Kid Cuisine, Knorr. We just threw out a whole bunch of packets of Knorr.
Kool-Aid.
Kraft, Phillips Morris, Lean Cuisine, Lipton, Loma Linda, Murray Calendars, Minute Maid, Morningstar, Miss Buttersworth, Nabisco, Nature Valley, Ocean Spray.
Oh, Ocean Spray?
Yeah. Rida, Orville Redenbacher, Pastaroni, Pepperidge Farms, Pepsi, Pillsbury, Pop Secret, Post Cereal, Power Bar Brand, Prego Pasta Sauce,
Pringles, Procter & Gamble, Quaker, Ragu Sauce, Rice-A-Roni, Smart One, Stouffer's, Schweppes,
yeah.
Tombstone Pizza, Tontino's, Uncle Ben's, Unilever, and V8.
Even V8 for crying out loud.
Yeah,
oh.
Because the vegetables probably come from
GMO. God.
I just want to take a look at that list again. Is there any of those things that we...
No, you don't use
Ocean
that.
Spray.
Yeah, you buy that once in a while.
Yeah.
But there's nothing. Nothing that we... We just threw out a bunch of newer packages that we never used. But there's nothing in there.
So far, we're okay.
Yeah, we've kicked out everything that belongs.
Well, we don't eat candy. We don't make packaged cakes. We don't use a lot of processed food.
No, we try to avoid all that stuff. We try hard.
It's very difficult.
Top secret places governments don't want you to know about.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah. Well, this is from disinformation.
Hmm.
Area 51, Hangar 18, which is...
Montauk?
Yeah. Montauk.
Pine Gap, Fort Dietrich. A lot of these places I haven't heard of.
Well, George used to tell us about all of these places, but... Area 51, Hangar 18, Montauk, Pine Gap, Fort Dietrich, Ludlow Manor, Zitker, Porton Down, and Dugway Proving Ground, and the Dulce Base. We've never heard of any of these places.
Montauk.
Area 51. These are just a handful of many of the very select, highly classified installations about which the government of the United States, Australia, China, Russia, and the United Kingdom, and elsewhere, prefer that we, the general public, remain steadfastly ignorant of. Those same governments have extremely good reason for wishing us to remain in the dark. It is at these very same secret facilities that for decades clandestine research has been undertaken into lethal viruses, genetic manipulation, crashed UFOs and deceased alien entities, biological warfare, mind control experiments, futuristic aircraft and spacecraft, teleportation, weather modification, invisibility, time travel, and much, much more of conspiratorial and cosmic nature. For decades, sensational claims have been made to the effect that alien spacecraft and deceased and possibly even living extraterrestrial beings have been held deep in the desert of Nevada in the infamous Area 51. Are the amazing assertions true? Or is the whole thing a brilliant government orchestrated charade to hide the truth about the groundbreaking aviation-based technologies of a very down-to-earth nature? It is controversial questions like these that have justifiably led to Area 51's reputation as the ultimate secret base.
Across the Atlantic, the British Isles are home to a number of profoundly secret sites, including Porton Down, a highly classified installation whose work has included research into biological weaponry, chemical warfare, and even reportedly alien viruses. Rumors also flourish regarding Porton Down's link to the suspicious deaths of numerous microbiologists in the post-9/11 area. Are government agents secretly assassinating key scientists in the field of exotic viruses? Many say yes. Then there are the secret tunnels far below the famous London Underground Railway system. Accounts of strange creatures lurking within the depths of the old tunnels abound, as do claims that crashed UFOs are stored far below the myriad tunnels. Moving farther afield, controversial testimony suggests that there exists a super-secret installation on the far side of the moon that is controlled by elements of the U.S. military. Alien entities are possibly both. Sounds incredible? Yes, but that the claims of such a base existing come from respectable named sources make the story even more thought-provoking. Equally amazing and disturbing, too, are the assertions that government agencies are secretly constructing massive underground facilities on a planet that are designed to withstand the terrifying destruction many believe is coming our way in December 2012. Well,
that's an older article, I guess.
Time will tell if the government's actions and the ancient processes of the Mayan prove to be valid anew or true. They didn't say the world was going to come to an end.
No, it's not an ending world. It's an ascension process. For many than 40 years, rural America, North America has played host to an uninvited and most definitely unwelcome guest. The remarkable stealth it prowls the length and breadth of the country by night and day, committing atrocious acts of mutilation and innocent cattle. Goes into, I don't know if you want to continue reading this. Or it talks about that. It talks about every kind of strange area and conspiracy that's been encountered.
Well, they talk about Camp Hero, also known as the Montauk Air Force Station, can be found at the easterly end of Long Island, New York. For years, the unique location has been the target of attention for numerous conspiracy theorists who believe that a secret arm of the U.S. government has been engaged in research at the base on such controversial issues as time travel, born out of the so-called legendary Philadelphia experiment of 1943, in which it is alleged that the U.S. Navy transported one of its ships from the height of the Second World War to the present day. Mind control experiments undertaken on military personnel and members of the general public, bizarre gene splicing programs to create Frankenstein-like atrocities, and top-secret weather control experiments are just some of the controversies surrounding the mystery of Montauk.
Well, George Dixon, who was on our show, was a
product of that.
He was a product of the Montauk series. He lived on Long Island and was involved himself in the Montauk projects, as well as Preston Nichols, yeah. And we've had them both on our show. So those are allegations that are real. I mean, these guys lived through it. They saw it. They tried to bring it out. They tried everything they could.
So one would guess there's some truth to some of these other things.
Exactly. There are. And you know, most people remember how when the terror attacks on September 11, 2001 began, then Vice President Cheney was famously evacuated to an undisclosed location. Right. What is less well known is that the U.S. government has built and continues to build other secret bunkers designed to protect government officials not just faced with future 9/11 style events, but also dirty bomb attacks as well as outright nuclear assaults by hostile nations. These deeply buried bunkers of terror can be found all across the United States and collectively represent a vast network designed to protect the higher echelons, while the remainder of the populace may be forced to confront and deal with the terrifying carnage topside. As the above demonstrates, whether situated deep under the oceans, far below the ground, or within the heart of remote desert locales, countless secret places are guarded with a paranoid zeal by those in power who wish to keep these secrets buried and locked far away from prying eyes. Sometimes, however, the huge steel, near-impenetrable vault-like doors that help to hide the shocking truth open wide are forced open and the shocking secrets within are revealed. And I'm going to ask you, if you're interested at all, go to skybooksusa.com Peter Moon has detailed in depth number of books on the Montauk Project,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and witnesses there and all kinds of stuff.
You may find that very interesting.
It's a fascinating series of books, and I would do that. I like this. I thought this was really funny. A woman in a 1 million pound hat makes a speech about austerity. She's the Queen of England. Now she's sitting with a $1 million crown on her head.
Talks about how you can, how you should eat less, probably.
Don't
eat less and don't spend so much money.
You know, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, do you think people laughed at that? I would have.
Yeah, well, that's what they wrote that thing. It was kind of ridiculous. But the, you know, what the Queen of England, who's long...
Which is woman on the planet.
On the planet, wears sweaters in her castle because to try to save fuel. Yeah, that's the way it is.
Huh.
That's the way it is. Absolute insanity. But we are an insane group of people, human beings. So let us go on. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Inflation?
Yeah. It just shows you a shopping cart. In 1998, you could fill up your shopping cart for $20. Imagine?
Wow.
In 2005, you could fill a half a shopping cart. In 2013, for $20, you get about three things.
Or less.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that sick?
That's inflation. But the thing is they say, oh, that's not inflation, right? And, you know, inflation doesn't reflect food. Nor does it reflect energy costs.
Yeah, I know. I found that interesting.
Isn't that insane? I just thought that was so insane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, it's just amazing to me that, you know, the numbers of for inflation don't include anything that has to do with real inflation. It's still backed up.
Oh.
It
was coming on.
I'm wondering if maybe.
Buffering.
It's only 3 minutes long.
Our politicians tend to check their scrotum in at the door. Even Hillary. But obviously she has spare scrotums. The state of politics in America are heartbreaking, tragic, virtually self-inflicted. I think I'm speaking for everybody here. We would like to apologize to the heroes of the military for bending over since World War II and allowing a commander-in-chief who is the enemy of the U.S. military. I'd like to apologize to the heroes of law enforcement for an attorney general who commits more felonies than the people he lets go on television committing felonies, Black Panthers, Philadelphia, ad nauseum. So while I'm busy apologizing, because I didn't let my guard down, I've been fighting this battle, I have no more capabilities than what I implement on a daily basis. But I have obviously failed to galvanize and prod, if not shame, enough Americans to be ever vigilant not to let a Chicago communist-raised, communist-educated, communist-nurtured, subhuman mongrel, like the Acorn community organizer, gangster Barack Hussein Obama, to weasel his way into the top office of authority in the United States of America. I am heartbroken, but I am not giving up. I think America will be America again when Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, Dick Durbin, Michael Bloomberg, and all of the liberal Democrats are in jail, facing the just due punishment that their treasonous acts are clearly apparent. So those are, a lot of people would call that inflammatory speech. Well, I would call it inflammatory speech when it's your job to protect Americans, and then you ask to look into the television camera and say, what difference does it make that I failed in my job to provide security and we have 4 dead Americans? What difference does that make? Not to a chimpanzee or to Hillary Clinton, I guess it doesn't matter. And so I think that was the nod that this interview is over.
Yeah.
But all I can say is freedom is not free. And if you're not a member of the NRA, Nancy Pelosi likes you, which means you're the enemy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
Or even take the teleprompters down now. I've got it all.
Okay, Ted.
So much for Ted Nugent. And he's running for president.
Excuse me. Has Hollywood developed an allergy to...
Okay. But I thought that was... I'm glad we were able to get that up by my... But he... You know, Ted is... Ted. You know, he's a hell of a...
I don't like any of those people that he listed. That's for sure. But why doesn't he list a few Republicans who are in
cahoots?
Oh,
my God, the Republicans are just
bad.
Yeah,
you know.
But he's absolutely right on those people. Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama.
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg, Hillary. I mean, these are horrible, horrible people. But here we go. This I thought was really funny, too. Don't inject the pot. Nancy Grace, okay? What a freaking Momo from hell she is. Nancy Grace. She said, you know it's addictive, highly addictive. I mean, people on pot that shoot each other, that stab each other, that strangle each other, that kill whole families, wipe out whole families, all right? Don't inject the pot, Nancy Grace said. You don't inject pot, number one. There is no proof of any violence associated with pot, okay?
And it's not addictive.
And it's not addictive. I mean, the woman is out of her freaking mind, all right? And Nikki over here wrote, I don't know how this woman holds credibility on television. She is so full of it.
Well, because she says what she's told to say.
She said what she's told to say. Did you know that we have over 195 golf courses valued between $1.6 to $4.5 million, okay, that are...
The Pentagon is 194 of them.
Yeah. Did you imagine that?
Why would the Pentagon have golf courses?
Well, that's bizarre. It says the U.S. military's worldwide golf footprint from California to Korea. All right, look at them over here. They build golf courses. They got so much money. So much freaking money. That they build golf, you know, they build golf courses for all people. Yeah, imagine that. Pretty sad.
That's for sure.
Thomas Jefferson wrote, 1816, the end of democracy and the defeat of the American Revolution will occur when governments fall into the hands of lending institutions and moneyed corporations.
Well, he's right.
And that's what happened to us.
Yeah.
That's exactly what where it is now. Right in the hands of the people we hate the most. So, and that was all done by our government, folks. Yes, it was. They allowed the Fed in 1913, and we had been... Slaves to it ever
prisoners
since.
Prisoners ever since.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to end the Fed.
Very easy to do.
Yeah.
You can get rid of the IRS.
Yeah. And knock out a couple of guys like Obama and all the other clowns. Like, you know, what do you say?
Get rid of Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Don't let him come back.
No, don't let the Clintons back in. Please, Bob. Can't let Hillary back in. No way.
Oh, I agree with you, but...
No way. God almighty, no. No.
We don't have any legal elections, so...
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, let's move on here for a minute. I'm trying to elevate here. Whatever. We're trying to elevate your mind.
Uh-huh.
Oh, bust read. A billionaire Koch brothers, clandestine right-wing operations are exposed.
And like nobody knew?
Yeah, this is from AskMe, actually. The right-wing billionaire Koch brothers, secretive political fundraising networks, came under the microscope of the Washington Post and the Nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, who revealed a far-reaching operation of unrivaled complexity built around a maze of groups that cloaks itself, its donors, in a campaign to advance a Tea Party agenda.
Oh, no kidding.
Want to read that? Babaloo. Where is that? The filings show that the network of politically active nonprofit groups backed by the Koch and fellow donors in the 2012 elections financially outpaced other independent groups on the right and also on its own. Matched the long-established National Coalition of Labor Unions that serves as one of the biggest sources of support for Democrats.
The resources and breadth of the organization make it a singular in American politics, an operation conducted outside the campaign finance system, employing an array of groups aimed at stopping what its financiers view as government overreach. Members of the coalition target different constituencies, but together have mounted attacks on the new health care law, federal spending, and environmental regulations. Key players at the Koch-backed network have already begun engaging in 2014 midterm elections, hiring new staff members to expand operations and staffing House and Senate Democrats with hard-hitting ads over their support for the Affordable Care Act.
Its funders remain largely unknown. The coalition was carefully constructed with extensive legal barriers to shield its donors, but they have a substantial firepower. Together, the 17 conservative groups that made up the network raised at least $407 million during the 2012 campaigns, according to the analysis of tax returns by the Washington Post and the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonpartisan group that tracks money in politics. Well, that's true, but that was the one that Roe was handling,
mm-hmm.
and that just destroyed itself.
A labyrinth of tax-exempt groups and limited liability companies helped make the sources of the money, much of which went to voter mobilization and television ads attacking President Obama and congressional Democrats, according to tax filings and campaign finance reports. The coalition's revenues support that of the Crossroads Organization, a super PAC and nonprofit group co-founded by GOP strategist Karl Rove, together brought in $325 million in the last cycle.
The left has its own financial muscle, of course. Unions plowed roughly $400 million into national, state, and local elections in 2012. A network of wealthy liberal donors organized the group Democracy Alliance, mustered about $100 million for progressive groups and super PACs in the last election cycle, according to the source familiar with the totals. The donor network, organized by the Kochs, along with funding an array of longtime pro-Republican groups such as U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Rifle Association and Americans for Tax Reform, distributed money to a coalition of groups that share the brothers' libertarian free market perspective. Each group was charged with a specialized task such as youth outreach, Latino engagement, and data crunching. The system involved roughly a dozen limited liability companies with cryptic alphabet soup names such as SWA LLC, Aura LLC, and entities that dissolved and reappeared under different monikers.
Lloyd Hiroshi Maya, a University of Notre Dame Law School professor who studied the tax issues of politically active nonprofits, said he had never seen a network with a similar design in the tax-exempt world. It is a very sophisticated and complicated structure, said Mayer, who examined some of the group's tax filings. It's designed to make it opaque as to where the money is coming from and where the money is going. No lay person thought this up. It would only be worth it if you were spending the kind of dollars that the Koch brothers are, because this was not cheap. Tracing the flow of money is particularly challenging because many of the advocacy groups swapped funds back and forth. The tactics not only provide multiple layers of protection for the original donors, but also allows the group to claim they are spending money on social welfare activities to qualify for a 501c, tax-exempt status. Such maneuvers could be sharply restricted under new regulations proposed by the IRS in November. The new rules seek to rein in nonprofit groups that have increasingly engaged in elections while avoiding the donor disclosure required of political committees.
The donors. It is unclear how much of the network's funds came directly from the Kochs, who head Koch Industries, one of the largest privately held companies in the country. The brothers, who fund a host of libertarian think tanks and advocacy groups, are heralded on the right and pillared on the left for their largesse. While Koch Network has become a shorthand in political circles, the coalition is financed by a large pool of other conservative donors as well, according to people who participate in the organization. Through a corporate spokesman, the Kochs declined to comment on what support they give. Koch's involvement in political and public policy activities is at the core of fundamental liberties protected by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Koch's Industries spokesman, Robert Tapin, said in an email statement, "This type of activity is undertaken by individual donors and organizations at all ends of the political spectrum, on the left, right, middle, and so on. In many situations, the law does not compel donors to various causes." But
this goes on. I think people get the gist of it.
The interesting factor is that these Koch brothers have financed almost every Tea Party member in Congress right now. And Ryan and all of these bastards of hell, these people that are, just horrible people, have been, that have been screwing around with the country, are just basically they're the guys, that are backed by Koch, I mean, look at all the guys that ran for president in 2012. Almost every single one of them was a Koch backed guy, Hines and the Texas guy, and all these other people. They're all Ryan and were all backed by Koch brothers. Imagine that.
I can imagine it.
Yeah, they all were. It's amazing.
Horrible thing is that. I don't know. It's a mess, Leo.
It really is. Here's one that surprised me. Oh, this is interesting too. Let me read this one first, and then I'll go to the last one. This is really interesting that the North Carolina just gave millionaires a tax cut, raised taxes on the poorest 900,000 working families. Imagine the 900 poorest working families in North Carolina just got another tax hike from the conservatives who swept the state legislative elections in 2010. The change took effect at the beginning of 2014, meaning that the taxes those families file this spring will be the last to feature the state tax break for the working poor. The provision known as the Earned Income Tax Credit, or EITC, will also be 10% less generous in this final year. State level Earned Income Tax Credit work by tacking on an additional benefit, the federal Earned Income Tax Credit, and the law repeals this is too much, EITC, but the lousy written article. But in order to qualify for the federal or state level tax credits, tax filers must earn less than about $50,000. And the goal of the credit is to buoy the incomes of working people. But anyway, in North Carolina, they cut these taxes, deliberately cut them out. So now the poorer people are going to have to pay a lot more. That's North Carolina for you. So, God. It's sad.
It is. It's very sad.
Oh, I think we're in a lot of trouble.
Why?
We just are. It says here that the majority of Americans think Obama is not competent. Whether or not that's true, I don't think he's competent. But it says, shock poll, majority of Americans say Obama is not competent to run the government. This is from the Federalist Papers. This is the right thing. But a year ago, Obama was riding high, having just won re-election. Once the election was over, there was no way to keep hiding the truth from the American people about Obamacare and other inconvenient truths. These poll numbers are a result and will also get worse as time goes on. Okay. Via Quinnipiac, American voters give President Obama a negative 40 to 54% approval rating, compared to 41 to 53% in January. It's not that bad, right? Hey.
Yep.
That's not that bad. It's the same. I mean, he hasn't gone down at all. I mean, and his approval rate.
Really?
The same as it was last year.
Well, who knows whether what they're saying is true or not.
The voters give Obama his lowest grades for the top priorities. Negative 39 to 56% handling economy. 36 to 59 handling health care. 48 to 41 percent handling terrorism. 40 to 49% for negative 40 to 49% for foreign policy. Negative 39 to 47% for handling Iran. The economy is not good or poor. A total of 77% of voters say only 20. The economy is not so good or poor, says 77% of the voters. Only 28% say the economy is getting better, while 26% say that it is getting worse, and 44% say it is the same. Okay. The Obama administration is not competent running the government, voters say 53 to 42%. The president is paying attention to what his administration is doing, 45% say, while 47% say he is not paying attention. The president's character measures remain low. 46% say he's honest and trustworthy. 49% say he's not. 49% say he's illegal. He's a strong leader. 48% say he's not. 51% say he cares about their needs and problems. I mean, that's a pretty close mix there. It's about 50-50, more or less, throughout the world. So, you know, the guy's doing as well as, I mean, he's doing better than Bush did, right, for approval rating. I don't know why, but, you know, I think he's just about as bad as Bush was, don't you?
Well, I don't care for him at all. As soon as he opens his mouth,
I think he's about as bad as Bush was. I don't know. I think he is. Well, Obama says marijuana is no more dangerous than alcohol. It's like saying a baby's laugh is no more dangerous than a Scud missile. I don't know what that means, but okay. Okay, folks. Well, anyway, we're at the end of our show. We want to thank you very much for joining us. We hope you had a good night, and Lila will say good night.
Good night, folks, and stay warm. It's really cold here in New England.
Yeah, sure is. So good night, everybody, and have a pleasant evening.